Steve Dion here with the Final Score.tv, checking in with regular Varsity Football Live reporter TJ Cotterill from the Tacoma News Tribune, where today he's going to help us out by breaking down the South Sound playoff football picture as we enter the final week of the regular season starting tomorrow. TJ, how are you doing today?
Just preparing for the cold and the rain and potential snow we could see in the next month of the season. So preparing for cold weather.
Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen out there, especially this time of year. It's definitely not like the early September weeks. But so here we are, last week of the regular season. You've covered lots of exciting football down there in the South Sound this year with all the new league realignment as well, and they've definitely kept you on your toes. So in whatever capacity you can, kind of what is the postseason scenario looking like down there?
Well, it was so tough going into the season not knowing, you know, how the games are going to be with all these new schools playing each other, and a lot of schools playing each other for the first time. The 4A SPSL schools like Olympia and Bellarmine had never played Emerald Ridge and Rogers and Graham Kapalson and Sumner in these schools, or at least in a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it was, well, how are these schools going to match up against each other? And I think the coaches, if you talk to them too, they didn't know how they were going to match up either.
It was just
kind of, there's a lot of the old adage, well, we're going to focus on ourselves this week because, well, they just didn't have the old, you know, 2014, 15, and 13 film that they would normally have on some of their league opponents. So that made it kind of interesting. But I think the biggest story around here, I got to say, it's Sumner.
Oh, yeah.
For them to go and they have a chance this weekend, if they beat Emerald Ridge, to finish their league season undefeated, that'd be for the second consecutive year. And keep in mind, last year they were a 3A school. Now they're a 4A school in the 4A SPSL. So to go from unbeaten in the league and the 3A SPSL, which arguably was the toughest league in the state, maybe behind the 3A Metro last year. For them to go unbeaten in that league to this year, doing that in the 4A SPSL, which I think a lot of people are saying this is probably the toughest league in the state this year, at least in 4A,
yep,
with them and GK and Bellarmine and Olympia and Puyallup even. I think that's the most impressive thing. And then 3 years ago, Sumner was a 2A SPSL school and was undefeated that year. So they've gone three of the past 4 years, well, if they do it this weekend, to finish undefeated in league play, once as a 2A school, once as a 3A school, once as a 4A school. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
So Sumner's in. Who else from that 4A is going to lock up a postseason berth?
Well, GK right now is locked as the number two. Their only loss was to Sumner earlier in the season. And then number three locked up is Olympia, behind their running back Scott Gunther, who's got 1,500 rushing yards this season, and he's missed a game too. So you know, that's the guy to key on for them, and he's really led them to that number three spot. And then number four and five are pretty up in the air. I was talking with the AD over there, Bellarmine, to figure out, is there any way Bellarmine doesn't get in the playoffs, one of those final two spots to the playoffs? And we don't think so. There's one scenario where they could lose to Puyallup this weekend. Emerald Ridge could beat Sumner, and then you'd have a three-way tie to that fourth spot. But they'd go to this point differential rule where they take, you know, the point differential out of the season and compare the three schools. And it looks like Bellarmine would get in that way. And then Puyallup looks like it'd be the other team to get in. So that's the other school that's really vying for that other playoff spot, is Puyallup and Emerald Ridge. Emerald Ridge beat Puyallup earlier this season on a late interception return for a touchdown, like in the final seconds.
Wow.
When they played each other. So Puyallup needs to, its best way to get in the playoffs is if it beats Bellarmine this weekend and Emerald Ridge loses to Sumner, it's the 4 seed, Bellarmine's the 5 seed, and Emerald Ridge would be out. The other way it gets in is if it loses to Bellarmine and Emerald Ridge loses to Sumner, but Curtis beats South Kitsap, because then you got a 3-way tie for a 5th spot. Then you go to point differential. It looks like the one that would get in from that is Puyallup, which, interestingly enough, Puyallup was eliminated from playoff contention last year because of that same rule, with Curtis and Bethel making it instead. So sometimes it works for you, sometimes it goes against you.
So lots of teams jockeying for the 4A. Last Friday, you were down there at the Lincoln Bowl where the Abes locked up their 3A title. You know, how is the rest of that division shaken out?
Well, you got, you know, obviously Lincoln there, number one, has a chance to finish its league season undefeated this weekend if they can beat Stadium. Right now, the locks pretty much are Lincoln, Bonnie Lake, Lakes, and Stadium. The order is a little interesting. Bonnie Lake right now is sitting at number two, and Lake's number three and Stadium number four. But if Stadium were to beat Lincoln this weekend and Bethel can beat Lakes this weekend, Stadium would move up a spot. But you can pretty much count on it to be those four schools moving on, Lincoln, Bonnie Lake, Lakes, and Stadium, which for Stadium, that's pretty huge because it's been a long time since that school has reached the playoffs. It was about 2 years ago they actually finished their season without a win. Mm-hmm. So to go from that to now looking at potentially a three seed and for sure one of those playoff spots, that's a pretty big deal for that school.
Definitely big for the Tigers there. And then finally, any of these small classifications, what are some of the playoff teams that are we want to look out for heading these final weeks?
And Wanting Nisqually, the Wanting Nisqually title game this weekend on Saturday. Port Townsend will be at Cascade Christian. And Cascade Christian hasn't lost a game. We got them ranked number five right now in our News Tribune rankings in 1A. So they could lock up the league title there. And Port Townsend hasn't lost a game in league play either. So they have a chance to go cinch up the league title themselves. In the 3A Southsound Conference on Thursday, Peninsula and Timberline will play for the 3A Southsound Conference title. Peninsula looking to finish its season undefeated in regular season play. So there we got them ranked number five in our 3A poll, just ahead of Lincoln. We also have 4A NPSL with Kent Lake and Kentwood playing on Friday, and that will be for the 4A NPSL Cascade Division title, with Kentwood having won the past two league titles there, and Kent Lake can actually go win it this weekend if they're able to beat Kentwood. And then right there in the mix for those other playoff spots is Mount Rainier and Kennedy Catholic. And the Olympic division of the 4A NPSL, Beamer has cinched up the number one seed from the Olympic division. And then it gets really, really weird after that because right now Auburn Mountain View is sitting at number two in there. But with Auburn Riverside having beaten Federal Way last week, that kind of makes things interesting. They're kind of looking the playoff spot, but Auburn, Enumclaw, and Federal Way are kind of in the mix for those final two spots in that league, and that will all get sorted out this weekend as well.
Gotcha. So lots still to be decided in this final week. Great stuff, TJ. Thanks for kind of, you know, running us through that and making sense as best as you can for what's left down there in the South Sound.
I think I'm just trying to make sense of it myself still. So, yeah. If anybody else figures that out, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Definitely. Well, when we catch you on Friday night on the final regular season of Varsity Football Live, I think a lot of those questions will be answered.
Well, thanks for having me on. We'll see you then.
Hey, thanks, TJ. There he is, TJ Cottero from the Tacoma News Tribune. Make sure you catch his complete coverage of that South Sound stuff. He's got a lot of great stuff down there, a lot more playoff information for you. And then here at thefinalscore.tv, we're going to have you covered all the way through the state championships. Your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.